may be a fear of failure. The land we explore devours those who live in it, cried the spies sent out to the promised land. It may even be fear of God. For I knew you were a hard man, seeking to reap where you did not sow, claimed the servant in Jesus' parable. But one way or another, there will be fear. There's always reassurance. God promises his presence. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. An angel assures Gideon, who had certainly never been addressed by that title before. God also promises to give whatever gifts are needed to fulfill his assignment. I will help you to speak and teach you what to say, he tells a stuttering Moses. There is always a decision. Sometimes, as with Moses and Gideon, people say yes to God's call. Sometimes, as with the 10 frightened spies or the rich young ruler who spoke with Jesus, they say no. But always people must decide. There's always a changed life. Those who say yes to God's call don't walk the walk perfectly, not by a long shot. But because they say yes to God, they learn and grow even from their failures. And they become part of his actions to redeem the world. Those who say no are changed too. They become a little